Okay, thanks for coming to this emergency cabinet meeting. Where's Coveney?
I'm right here, Taoiseach.
Why are you dressed as a Christmas tree?
I'm not. You're looking straight through me again. The tree is behind me, like.
Just like your future in leadership.
Oh, burn! Good one, Taoiseach. High-fiving, man.
We don't have time for face-palming today, Murphs. Oh. This is serious.
Relax, what? Prime Minister. I've strengthened the powers of the ODCE to tackle white-collar crime now.
Sorry, white-collar crime? That doesn't exist, Heather. What? Plus, I already went to the ODCE sand system gig in the Olympia, and it also ended in social media disaster. I've a pressing issue here that deals with...
The death on rural Ireland! Yes, boss, but what can I do with an apartment that doesn't exist and a budget that wouldn't butter a rich tea biscuit, eh?
No, not that. I've already spent too much buying turf munchers' votes in the budget. It's not my fault they spent all their money on white transit fans on Done Deal, which, totes ironic, considering all we hear are complaints about rural broadband, eh?
We could fortify our position on Brexit.
Wrong. Oh. My ledge bag performance in Europe is what made the backstop in the first place.
Well,
and it's the one thing stalling the whole process now. If I was honest, I'd prefer to have the North sealed up permanently and let them march, bonfire and tricolour themselves raw for all eternity. Oh. Even Heather's bit.
But I'm from Monaghan.
Especially Heather's bit. Now listen up. This is serious.
Worse than the housing crisis.
Worse than the Department of Health? Oh, please say it's worse.
Much worse.
At last, hooray. Sorry.
What, like trials collapsing or the Kerry hospital scandal?
Duh, no.
Tish, you're scaring me, man.
Okay. I've been accused of accepting a free dinner at Kylie on Monday.
What?
That is absolutely shocking. You mean to tell me you can get dinner at the Three Arena, huh?
Look, a punter on Twitter suggested I had dinner. I don't eat carbs that late. I ordered from the Light Bites menu. The hummus was low-cal. Plus, I twerked with Matt during Spinning Around, which is obviously my favourite song, but it also does wonders for the glutes.
Hold on a second. You went to Kylie, Taoiseach, without me?
She's the goddess of pop, Murphs. You wouldn't understand. Besides, you would have had to glitter your beard.
But I would have done it, man. Especially for you.
Oh, he should be so lucky, hey. But why are we even there, Prime Minister?
Because, like, I'm a bona fide Kylie fanboy. I mean...
Ah, come on, Leo.
The focus group said it would make me look even more amazeballs. I mean, if air guitaring at the Bruce Springsteen gig kept the old Taoiseach in power despite all the scandals, then me doing the locomotion would keep me as Taoiseach forever.
Well, it worked, man. So who cares what some Pov said?
This happened on my doorstep, man.
Dude, the Three Arena's North Wall. It's Pov Town. One of the streets is literally called Ahior, Leave It Out Avenue.
No, it happened on Twitter.
Oh.
Twitter is my patch. We need to hunt this person down and bring them to justice.
What? It was only one buckle.
Could we use my new white collar crime legislation?
That doesn't exist, Heather. I told you before.
Wow, chillax, dude.
I want Beast from the East sized resources deployed to stop this guy from saying nasty things about me.
Aren't you overreacting a little bit?
Just as well I didn't hear that.
What the Deputy Prime Minister means is that maybe you're a bit overworked, hey?
Oh.
Yeah, like, you've been a beast for so long. It takes its toll, man.
Yeah, well.
Yes, Basti, you've been doing an awful lot of, let me see now, photographs and twiddle videos.
Very well received.
Maybe I am a bit stressed. I have been working a lot lately.
Yeah, it must be very tiring avoiding members of the general public.
Yeah, I've been working really hard on my core and my arms. I mean, look at those guns. Wow. Half the Dorothys at Kylie thought I was one of her dancers.
Sure.
It's not easy being the hottest leader in Europe right now.
Exactly. So let's all just go and have a wee rest. But before we do, let us stand for the anthem, Aron the Queen.
Well, not right now. My glutes are still killing me from Monday night spinning around. Anyway, thanks you guys for coming and
all
everything.
All right, Taoiseach.
Good. Cheers. Off to you, man.
Damn. For a minute there, I actually believed there was something worse than my performance in cabinet.
So did I.
Ah, Jesus. Stop doing that, Taoiseach.
Oh, sorry.
Right, so, Mrs...
Actually, Doctor, it's Miss.
I'll just make a note of that in your file. Uppity. Now, how can I help you?
Well, I've had this cough now for about 6 weeks and I can't...
6 weeks? So it's probably about the size of a grape now.
Sorry?
Isn't it amazing? Already the size of a grape. Now, if you were to see that on an ultrasound scan...
An ultrasound for a cough?
Well, if that's the euphemism you prefer. Some women use hiccup.
It's not a euphemism. It's a cough and it won't go away.
So many women think, I'll just deal with it and it'll go away. And then years later, they're experiencing psychological and physical trauma.
But...
Oh, I don't care a whit that there's no evidence evidence for what I'm saying.
Look, if you could just give me an antibiotic or something.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that. I have a conscientious objection to prescribing those sort of pills.
For a cough.
Well, I only have your word for that, don't I? Now, if you'd agree to an ultrasound...
Can't you just examine me?
No. I've a moral objection to...
Okay, could you refer me to a doctor who will examine me?
No. But I can give you a phone number for a priest if you want.
Jesus!
Exactly, that sort of thing.
Oh, just forget it.
That'll be €70 to the secretary. Next!
Hi.
How are you, doctor? There's a young one after moving into the farm next door to me, and she's fierce good looking. So if I get some of them Viagra Yorks.
Certainly, you old scoundrel. The medical card will cover it as well.
Oh. Good man yourself. Oh, you're a great doctor.
RTE are proud to announce the new and improved RTE player. It's here. It's nearly here. It's coming tomorrow. Oh, maybe just give it another week. No, it's here. Hold on, some pigeons are on the antennae. Shoo, you dirty feckers. Back. Yeah, well, it's actually taken 5 years to design the brand new player, which is why it already looks out of date. Yeah, but it's not just the interface that's 5 years old, so are all the programs. With Love Hate, Bachelor's Walk and Naked Camera, because they're the only good things we've done since 1982. So expect to see them again and again, just like the buffering logo you'll see before the player crashes halfway through primetime.
Actually, primetime didn't crash on the player. We had to pull it mid-air before we prejudiced any more trials. Genuinely.
Wow! Now let's hear the reactions of some satisfied early adopters.
For goodness sake, why isn't it walking?
Come on! For feck's sake, I just want to watch the f***ing football.
Where's Ireland's Got Talent and Gogglebox?
No, it's the other
what?
One.
What? It's not the Virgin Media player.
No.
But it looks exactly the same. It's the same red and everything.
Ah! Why do I have to watch an ad for Renault again? It's played 5 times already.
The RTE player. So frustrating, it's not so much Netflix and chill, but more Netflix and wanna kill someone. And it's gone down again. Piece of shit.
A lot of revelations coming out of the Oireachtas Finance Committee this week. The Minister for Finance was being cross-examined by Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin TD and man who always looks like he's been rained on at a bus stop.
So, Minister, we learned that Permanent TSB sold these home loans to a secret vulture fund, but are we not entitled to know who, since the bank is 75% owned by the state?
Absolutely shocking.
Outrage.
It's not a secret, Deputy. It's a surprise, like a cat in a hat on Christmas morning.
Oh.
Thank you.
Well, when you put it like that. But the bank has helped to set up a scheme so that these secret interests and the bank will pay zero tax on the profits when these homes are flipped.
That's great.
That's correct. They'll pay no taxy-waxy at all.
Oh. It's kind of cute. But you promised to close a loophole for vulture funds ages ago.
Well, things change. Like a seesaw, Jackie Daw sold his bed for a sack of straw.
Oh. Well.
Yes?
Let me get this straight. So in the middle of a housing crisis, secret fat cats have bought home loans dirt cheap, will pay no tax on the fortune they'll make for them, can throw out the occupants and still demand they pay the full original loan amount.
It's as simple as my dimples.
Oh.
God bless us, everyone.
There we have to leave it before I self-immolate with anger. Coming up later, the hilarious story about the National Broadband Plan. Independent auditor Peter Smith performs a one-man comedy show about how he found the whole process to be squeaky clean after conducting cross-examination by phone, text and email, and didn't even ask the bidder or minister for written statements. While the consortium was changed more often than Dennis Nocton's underpants on the day he resigned. The country's broken. Switch it off and then back on again.
Previously on the West Wing of the Department of Health.
I'm important. Do I look important?
There he is. Minister Harris.
Minister.
Wait.
Come with me. Walk and talk.
Can we maybe talk and not walk for just 2 minutes?
Absolutely out of the question. I have a health service to run.
Into the ground.
What?
With all due respect, Minister, the health service is not running properly. The HSE had to ask for a €655 million bailout just this week.
Right.
There were 11% more people on trolleys last month than in November last year. And you've admitted yourself that it's only going to get worse in the new year.
Right. But I just thought of a plan.
You did?
Get me News Talk on the phone right away.
News Talk? What is that going? What is he doing?
Hello, News Talk. It's Minister Harris here.
Oh,
I'm asking, no, telling your listeners not to get sick this winter.
I can't believe
it. If you're sick or really sick, then you should probably avoid A&E so that people who are really, really, really sick and really, really, really super duper double sick can have a look in for a trolley. See? I hope you took notes because that's how it's done, people.
Oh, dear.
Don't call me dear. I'm running a modern health service and words like dear, love, patient care, compassion and competence have no place here.
But, Minister, what about abortion?
What about it? We repealed the 8th. I won. I mean, we won. That's why I keep reminding others that they lost. Haha, they're losers.
But you haven't interacted with the conscientious objector GPs.
Yes, I have. I've sent at least 5 tweets about them.
But you haven't even met them face to face. They don't know where you stand.
Well, I'm far too busy for that. And I don't like confrontations because then people will expect me to know things and stuff.
Look, Minister. Sir, the bill is a mess. Abortion is still going to be a criminal offence.
Look, the only thing criminal here is how slow we're walking. Keep up.
We haven't even finished the details of our helpline and website to educate people on abortion services and procedures that are meant to start in 2019.
Next year. That's forever away.
It's less than a month away.
Exactly. Next year.
GPs won't even be ready to provide the services if they're needed. They're walking out of conferences. Nobody knows what's going on, Minister. What are you going to do?
Okay, fine. I'll have to carry out the abortions myself.
What are you talking about? You don't have any medical experience, man.
Did that stop me becoming health minister of a European country? No. How complicated can it be? Never mind. How about the GPs do it?
Are you serious? I just told you the GPs are rebelling and there's no infrastructure in place for the service.
Okay, just shut up and let me think while I send tweets saying you lost to anyone who tries to stand in the way. Haha, you
look,
lost.
Look, I think we're going in circles here.
Literally, he's been walking around that potted tree for 5 minutes now.
Do you want to just grab a coffee while he wears himself out as usual?
Sure. He'll tire himself out and it'll be nap time soon as well for him. Come on.
Oh, yes, I'm good at this. I'm good at tweeting. I'm really good at tweeting.
RTE wishes to apologise for introducing previous episodes of Liberal Ladies using a male voiceover.
It was not the intention of RTE to propagate a male patriarchal hegemony upon an item featuring strong, independent female voices.
Any offence, and I was personally offended oneself, was entirely unintentional.
But now, it's business as usual among
Aoife, Orla and Shifra.
No men are featured in this slot as part of RTE's continued dedication to
#diversity.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Orla.
Thanks for coming. Come in. Oh, Shifra, I love your dress. I mean, not because it is a dress and you're a girl. You could wear pants and I'd be totally cool with it.
Thanks. Pennies.
Oh, wow. I didn't realise you found the unethical horror of fast fashion so funny, babes.
Well, actually, as you enjoy pointing out so much, I'm originally from the country, so I thought I'd celebrate Kulshi Shopping Day by wearing our traditional garb, stuff from Pennies. And if you have a problem with that, it's oppression.
Yeah, different views, Aoife.
Oh, sorry.
And Aoife, not to judge, but you are aware that you're not wearing anything, right?
Yeah, and?
Well, it's December.
Oh my God. Are you slut-shaming me again?
It's just, are you not feeling cold?
Well, let me tell you how I'm feeling. I'm feeling attacked and humiliated, and it's my right to wear what I want.
Oh.
And look, I couldn't find anything in my wardrobe that wasn't ethically problematic, so just let us in, turn up the heat and give me a blanket.
Sure.
So, I got you a bottle of organic fair trade reverse osmosified Roscommon craft wine.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I didn't realise that craft wine was a thing. Or Roscommon wine, for that matter.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting and it's wreaked havoc with my gut, my mood and sometimes my vision. But it's nice to feel like you're helping local craftspeople.
Yeah.
Even if they did probably vote no to marriage equality.
Wow, what a modern day Mother Teresa.
Actually, by most accounts, Mother Teresa was a bit of a sadist who did more harm than good.
Exactly.
It smells good in here, Orla. What are we having?
Glad you asked. Say, to start, I've got a scrumptious prawn.
Veto.
What? Allergic?
No, I won't be a pawn in the prawn murdering racket.
They're only mollusks.
Mollusk meat is murder. Don't be selfish about shellfish.
Well, don't worry. I also made an asparagus and kale quiche that
has eggs in it.
Free range eggs. And your vegan week was last week. You told me yesterday.
I just made it a vegan fortnight.
Ugh.
Plus, free range eggs are stolen from innocent chickens.
Oh.
I mean, how would you feel if somebody stole your period?
She does have a point, Orla. Even though she made it in a disgusting way, the whole egg thing is cruel and actually pretty anti-feminist. Maybe we should go straight to the mains.
Sure. My main is vegan, actually. It's a vegan butter chicken with a side of...
Cultural appropriation.
Pardon?
You can't just take the butter and chicken out of butter chicken. You've totally bastardised the dish with no respect for the culture it came from, whatever that was, India or Africa or whatever.
But you wouldn't eat it if it had dairy or meat in it.
Well, I'd rather break my veganism than subscribe to your insidious neo-colonialist cuisine. You'd understand if you left your Western bubble and came to India with us that time.
My grandmother was dying in hospital. She actually makes a good point, Orla.
Yeah.
Ugh. I know you meant well tonight, but maybe Aoife and I will just sort ourselves out for food.
I really fancy some wings from Crackbird, actually.
Oh my God, I was just thinking that. But what about vegan fortnight?
Oh, I'm what they call a loose vegan. I'm only vegan in homemade dishes. Takeout is fine. Okay, bye.
Bye, hon. Thanks for a lovely evening. Love you. Bye.
Loose vegan. They will be if they drink that Roscommon wine.
RT News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. After being passed in the Dáil, the abortion bill is now being debated in the Seanad, from the old Irish word for who cares. Micheál Lehan, the only RT Dáil reporter who isn't a member of the 12 Pubs of Christmas WhatsApp group, reports.
The tone for this contentious debate was set during a fractious late night session in the Dáil earlier in the week.
Black sheep, have you any wool?
Fat cat, black cat, conscientious objectors, Cairn Carl.
This is clearly filibustering, Cairn Carl.
A jeopardy buckle barrett with Charlotte remarks. It's not a filibuster. No filibuster.
Isn't it? Filibuster is a nightclub in Castle Island, Cairn Carl.
For God's sake, deputies, this is not Ballymacrash. No,
Cairn Carl, I reject that remark, mainly because I'm way too young to know what a Ballymacrash is.
On Thursday, the debate switched to the upper house, significantly changing the tone of proceedings.
And that concludes week 42 of the debate on seagulls. Now, the abortion bill 218, Senator Mullen.
Yes! I think there should be a register guy here, look, of everyone who has an abortion, everyone who thinks about having an abortion, and everyone who passes mother care without blessing themselves.
It was a busy week for Deputy Danny Healy-Ray, who also discussed Garda checkpoints being set up close to churches.
Schooling Pints is the only social outfit for country people. They're inside the pubs after mass to talk about farming, football, and how hard it is to get good porn with the terrible broadband. The pub is where they find out who's after dying, frequently on their way home from the pub. Sure, you might as well declare all of Rural Ireland closed and give it over altogether to the Rothendundrums.
Meanwhile, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald was on the plinth after being named by Politico.eu as Berserker of the Year.
But first of all, I'm delighted, obviously, to be recognised by such an influential source as Politico. Dissenting voices have always been important in politics.
Wouldn't you prefer to be honoured for a more positive, constructive position?
I'll give you a more positive, constructive position when I stand on your neck and burst you. As Robert Kennedy once said, I dream of things that never were and ask why not. And like Bobby Kennedy, I'm a bit rich. And I say things like, that's a bit rich, yeah?
Also this week, the government announced two new referendums for 2019 on the same day as the local and European elections, one on divorce and another on compensation claims. And later there will be a vote on women's place in the home, the lyrics of Fairy Tale of New York, and whether Jaffa cakes are biscuits or cakes. Micheál Lehan, I'm beginning to look a lot like every accountancy student ever. The 12 Plinths of Christmas, RT News.
Hello, Scrays, me, Nicky Bourne, and I'm back for Dancing with the Stars Series 3. So, the Irish public are sick of Z-list celebrities, so RT work night and day, well, between 10:30 and 4, to secure the very best people that you once read about but wouldn't know to see, including former Dragon and election loser Gavin Duffy.
Actually, as your former hyphen future president/emperor, I turned it down after I was told the foxtrot didn't actually involve me stomping a real-life fox to death, so I'm out.
Even Gavin Duffy turned us down? So who do we have? Our celebrities are Ireland's favourite household names, provided that a household doesn't have Sky, Virgin Media or the internet. Dennis Bastic from the football, Darren Kennedy from the telly that time, and Holly Carpenter from an Instagram post that went viral a couple of years ago. Dennis, how excited are you?
I'm the sound man.
Yeah, Dance with the Stars. We definitely learned our lesson from last year. There's no lesser known celebrity siblings. And with that in mind, we're proud to announce Eilish O'Carroll, who you might know as Winnie from Mrs. Brown's Boys.
I'm delighted to be here, Nicky.
And your brother, your neighbour, Mrs. Brown, will be supporting you.
Yeah, wobbly bits. I just want to say good luck, Winnie. Just don't shite yourself, because if you do, I'll call you Winnie the Pooh.
Big swinging titties. Never mind the celebrities, your old favourite judges are back, including smoky-voiced Julian Benson and Hedges.
Thanks, Nicky, hon. Your puns are getting better every year. Keep this up and by Series 17, they'll actually be funny.
So join us for a new season of Dancing with the Staff and our spin-off shows Can't Stop Dancing, Won't Stop Dancing, Legally Not Allowed to Stop Dancing and Gross Bodily Dancing. Filling up the schedule because we can't afford to make real telly anymore. Join us on RT1 and if you miss it, you can't miss it because we never shut up about it.
Oh, welcome back to Fox News. We're covering the funeral of President George H.W. Bush. Rush Limbaugh's here via mobility scooter. Rush, the legacy of 41.
George was a flawed president. Was he a racist? Yes.
Right.
Did he demonize gays? Yes. Did he veto civil rights acts? Yes, he did. So obviously, I love him. But not nearly as much as our new and greatest president, Donald F. U. Trump.
Hail Trump.
Hail Trump.
And of course, our intelligent and handsome President Trump.
Hail Trump.
Hail Trump has been speaking for about 20 minutes at the funeral already. Let's go over live to the service.
Many people didn't appreciate how good he was in the 90s, but now that I'm in office, a lot of people are saying Bush was just terrific. I don't want to take complete credit for this change of heart, but I will. He and his son, George Dubstep Bush, both had terrific wars, great wars. I want a war of my own, but Congress keeps voting down my bomb California bill. Doesn't matter, it's already burning, folks. And even though the stock market is in bad shape, some guy called Dow Jones is responsible here. Things are looking up thanks to China. President Xi is not just a great triple word Scrabble score, he's also a great Chinese presidential.
Now, earlier in the service, other less important people spoke, including President George W. Bush.
I looked up to my dad like I was the pineapple of his eye, a babe with arms. As the saying goes in Texas, a bird in the hand is worth a bush with the bathwater, and the Rolling Stones save a stitch in time. Papa worked hard. Always burned the midnight soil. Said life was like a box of chocolates. It makes you fat or something. He always stuck to his puns, his guns. Not only did he ignore the AIDS epidermis, he was never afraid to put his head above the paragraph and bring peace between the Israelites and the stalactites. So help me, dog. Snoop Dogg.
Moving tributes there to a president who is just not as good as President for Life, Donald F. U. Trump. And other news today, many more people with ties to the Trump administration went to jail. But how about this? A video of an all-American pro-life chimpanzee who's fully licensed to carry an automatic rifle at all times. Isn't he adorable? God bless America, hail Trump, and good night. I just love that little guy.
Welcome back. Dez is here with sport. Dez?
Yeah, the scramble for tickets for Ireland's opening game in the Euro qualifiers, like, it's going to be very bad, as the FAI will only get 300 tickets for Gibraltar.
Wow.
John Delaney, the chief executive for life of the FAI, had this to say.
Unfortunately, after we looked after our sponsors, my friends and the lads I'll meet for the first time in the hotel bar at 3 in the morning, we can't guarantee tickets for fans. We also can't guarantee that any fans singing IRA ballads won't be shot, though at least that would free up some tickets. Come out, ye black and tan!
Yeah, born-again Irishman and permanent reminder of Saipan, Mick McCarthy is also unhappy about the choice of venue.
It's an artificial pitch which doesn't suit the way we play, as the only hope we have of winning games is if torrential rain has turned the pitch to shite.
Amazing, Sean, well.
Sorry, I wasn't listening there, Des. I was just thinking about Saipan for some reason.
Yeah. Brian Kerr thinks that Ireland may struggle on the surface in Gibraltar.
No, I'm not going by the M50. So, you see them monkeys they have? They've more a chance of beating the Gibraltars than we do, huh? It's going to be Malosian, Des. Come here, I bought him in the back of the taxi the other day. Very small bloke. Brutal singer.
In the GAA, Des, big times for Gwydor.
Yeah, on Sunday they won their first ever Ulster title and on Monday delivered a terrible rendition of Sweet Caroline. Joe Brawley thinks the club still has work to do before they face Cara Finn in the All-Ireland semis.
Gwydor is the defensive heartland of Clonard, of Enya, and they serve up a tuneless flat performance that would shame an undernamed team. They can't afford to get complacent now. Cara Finn has its own tradfest. I've heard them do Forever in Blue Jeans in three-part harmony with a perfect diminished seventh at the finish. It's beautiful! Beautiful!
And the clubs are now offered for Christmas, Des.
Yeah, to enjoy the turkey, coleslaw, maybe a nice book.
By the way, I can highly recommend Davy Fitzgerald's new book for sports fans everywhere.
Yeah, I got you a present, Sean, but I'm thinking of not giving it to you now.
But was it your book? Because you already made me buy that.
No.
Oh, more coleslaw then.
A family-sized tub.
Thanks, but no thanks, Des. Coming up, Paddy O'Gorman disabuses some social welfare recipients of the notion that they can have a happy Christmas.
Good evening, I'm Hugh Edwards. Welcome to BBC Brexit News. We're not allowed to talk about anything else. The top story, due to an unscheduled systems update on the Prime Minister's mainframe, Theresa May bot accidentally spent 3 hours in Scotland. It's the longest any leader spent there since Scotland cancelled Gordon Brown's citizenship when he was seen not finishing a slice of haggis in 2010. The May bot uploaded this about her disastrous deal.
Scotland, this is not Poundland, where you get a new deal every day on your neats and tatties. My deal is the only deal. If not my deal, then there is no deal. Not a bad deal, a no deal deal. Not a bad deal deal, a no deal 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 deal.
Look out! She's gone in blue!
Meanwhile, back in London, Boris Johnson continues to yell uselessly from the sidelines, like a tiger parent who hasn't noticed that not only has their child already been sent off, but they've accidentally got into someone else's car.
Voting for this deal would be a historic mistake. And I know a thing or two about making those. I would, of course, steer this ship on a straight and true course. And I have a Brexit solution that will not fail. A solution which I will tell you all about right now. Oh, the call of the tinder machine, I'm afraid. I'll explain my completely workable and well-thought-out plan at a later date. Quavers, Marmite, Vauxhall, Montagues.
In Northern Ireland, the DUP continue to make as much sense as a flat earther attempting to explain gravity.
We have 100% confidence in Theresa Maybot and her government, provided that her withdrawal deal is voted down next Tuesday. The PM can rely on her unwavering support as long as she fails completely. Northern Ireland will not become a colon of the EU. Sorry, that says colony, not colon. Well, we won't become either. We're a colony of angry Scots and have been since we took this land from the Free Staters in 1609. A Scottish colony, not a European colon. Ulster says no to any EU colonoscopies, but the Scots can manhandle us anytime.
And finally, I was going to read out a statement from the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn outlining his policy on Brexit, alternative deals and a second referendum. But the page is completely blank. This is Hugh Edwards, looking for an Irish granny on my way to the passport office, BBC News.
Callan's Kixie Wixie, haha.